When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Avon Moore Supermilk, a super source of vitamin D and calcium.
I'll tell you what though, Maria's been looking at screens left, right and centre, and she's got things from them to tell us all about. Now, Maria, what's on your screens?
Dave, I could talk for the rest of the show about what I watched over the weekend.
Go on.
I'll just condense it to this. Saturday Night Live turned 50.
Yes.
So I know we had the IFTAs and we had the BAFTAs and that's all great. Saturday Night Live is massive, right?
I wonder, do
all
people...
All of the biggest comedians, actors that we know in the world have come from it.
Do people understand how... Because in Ireland, we see little bits on YouTube nowadays.
Yeah.
It's on Comedy Central or whatever. You can watch it the odd time or whatever. But as you said, like, Tom Hanks...
Yeah.
Was Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase was Saturday Night Live. Dan Aykroyd.
Adam Sandler.
Will Ferrell. Like Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Tina Fey, like
Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, like they've all come from Saturday Night Live.
And obviously now you've, like, Jimmy Fallon's only recently left it and he's now the biggest talk show guy in America.
Yeah.
You have Keenan Thompson who's been there he's the longest ever serving cast member.
Keenan and Kel. They did a concert over the weekend in Radio City. I'm going to have to ask Cahill. Our Cahill is in New York at the minute.
Yes.
When he comes home, did he run into anybody?
Because they were all went, didn't they?
They were all in the audience. Everyone that you named
was in the audience.
And
probably
so
doing stuff.
So it was in Radio City and it was like a 3.5 hour live broadcast. And
you talked about this in your last I seen your screen.
I did, because Chris Martin, Coldplay were going to be there.
Yes.
That's what they billed it as.
So the excitement.
So I was so excited just even to have a look at everything, right? So they'd Mumford & Sons, they'd Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, Post Malone, Arcade Fire, Lauryn Hill, Snoop Dogg. Like they'd so many performers,
probably
right?
Famous performers,
and then they had sketches and stuff from...
The likes of Keenan Thompson,
who came out and said, I'm the longest here and it's only because I have dirt on all you guys that you won't get rid of me or whatever. Will Ferrell was on with Catherine Hahn doing one of their sketches
amazing.
That they do. I'll play a clip of when Backstreet Boys came out, and I love this because as they were performing on the stage, they were all so happy. Like, they all had smiles from ear to ear.
Beaming,
they were so delighted to be there and be performing together. But then when the camera goes to the audience and you see... Adam Sandler, Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler
singing
and delighted like to be watching the Backstreet Boys.
Let's have a listen.
Loved it.
So good.
And they all had the best time. Like, everybody had, like, massive smiles on their face singing along to the Backstreet Boys.
Totally.
I'd say it just brought them all back. Another one that I saw was... So I was nervous when they announced this, right?
Oh.
That Nirvana were going to perform Smells Like Teen Spirit, but they were letting Post Malone sing.
Okay. Because they've done this, haven't they, recently? Emer was telling us about where they had... So they've Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, they've Pat Smear, who's in the Foo Fighters, who was in Nirvana, kind of floating around that era. The three of them make up the band bit, and then they have guest vocalists.
Yeah.
They have lots of female guest vocalists sing at something recently. I can't remember what it was, but anyway, yeah.
I was really nervous because Post Malone is such an artist, right?
Yeah.
So I was nervous that he was going to want to take this and make it his own, which I just don't think that you can do with such a classic, right? Like, it should be protected.
Totally.
But he absolutely, he kept to the script and he nailed it.
Such a hard song. That just proves.
Absolutely smashed it.
How amazing a vocalist that Kurt was. But then, fair play to Post.
Yeah.
He got it.
And then just one, the last thing I'll say about Saturday Night Live 50.
Go on.
They said they were going to have Chris Martin, Coldplay.
This was your thing. You said, yeah, Coldplay are going to be on it.
So they brought out a country singer, Bonnie Raitt. I'd never heard of her before, but she's
heard of Bonnie. Yeah,
apparently.
She's big. Yeah, she's a big deal.
And then she introduced Chris Martin onto stage, and I was like, oh, okay. Right, let's see what happens here. It's not
Coldplay.
Yeah, but it's my favourite one, Chris. And they sat him at the piano and he played piano and they didn't even give him a mic and he said nothing, he sang nothing and then he left the stage.
You're joking.
And to say I was disappointed, like, raging. Anyway, if you want to catch up, they have clips on, Peacock have clips on YouTube if you want to have a little look back at it.
I had a quick look this morning. I didn't have time to look at the clips, but there's actually loads.
There's loads, yeah. It was live streamed, so that's how I watched it. But there's loads of, like, all of the moments are clipped, so you can feel like you watched the whole thing.
Well, the other thing I was saying earlier on was, so on Comedy Central this weekend, they put up all these SNL 50 documentaries, right? Yeah. And one of the ones is called 5 Minutes. And every person that you've named that came through the ranks of SNL, they all had to do an audition.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how funny you are, how famous you are, you're Eddie Murphy, if you're Tom Hanks, if you're Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon doing Adam Sandler. He did that last night as well.
So you have to do an audition. It's called 5 Minutes. And you get 5 minutes with Lorne Michaels, who's the guy who created the whole thing, and whoever the main guy at the time is. And they purposely do not laugh. They just don't laugh and think. And you sit there and you do it to dead silence.
Yeah.
And then they decide whether they want to hire you. Anyway, on that documentary, they were talking about how Taylor Swift came in at 19 years old to Lorne Michaels and Seth Meyers, another late night talk show host now. And they said, okay, they had all these things written from by the biggest writers in the world, whatever, and they're ready to go and they have all these things for Taylor Swift. And she went, I wrote my own monologue. And they were like, did you, yeah? This is going to be an awkward conversation. And she was, actually, it's a song. And then she sang the song called Monologue Song. And it was, Seth Meyers said it was the best Saturday Night Live fully formed sketch he's ever seen. Obviously, they've worked on things that they bigger and better. But someone came up and went, here it is.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. And it was like the best thing they've ever seen. So she was 19.
Very on brand for Taylor, isn't it?
It is very on brand.
Can I just give a quick shout out to an Irish skincare company?
Oh, yeah.
Because I went to see Bridget Jones.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, Mad About the Boy.
Did you like
the weekend. Yeah, it was very good.
As good as the other ones? Or is there, have you
not
another
in my
favourite
opinion.
One? No, okay, right.
Three,
right.
I think, was better. But Dedanu, I think I'm saying it right.
That's the name of the brand.
Okay. Is the name of the brand. They're an Irish skincare company created in 2020 by Leah Fletcher and her husband, James DeMello. And they appear in the movie.
No way.
Yeah, they were contacted when they were making the movie to say, look, your skincare brand and all the postpartum acne creams and everything you have, we want them in the movie.
Okay.
So we'll do it in one scene. And they were like, yeah, okay, cool, we'll send you stuff. Sent them stuff. And then they ended up appearing in 10 or 11 scenes.
Stop it.
And they end up being, there's massive posters in the pharmacy. She goes into this pharmacy quite a bit during the movie. And there's massive posters.
Of the Irish brand, Dedanu.
Yeah, they're from Athlone.
Class.
And huge big posters and all the products on her mantelpiece, in her bathroom. Like, it's so class to watch that as like a little Irish company.
And they're all real. No spoofers. Like, it's not just a makeup kind of all stick of whatever brand because it's just a movie. No, that's
excellent.
Can
I just say postpartum acne? Like, hook it to my veins. Like, if it's going to treat that. Happy day.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.